Another coup in Burkina Faso. On Friday, residents woke to the sound of gunfire. Soldiers took positions on the capital's main artery, blocking access to the presidential palace, where heavy gunfire could be heard. Hours later, soldiers from Burkina Faso's special forces, led by young Captain Ibrahim Traoré, appeared on national television, announcing their military takeover in what appears to be a coup within a coup.
Our common ideal was betrayed by our leader, Lieutenant Colonel Paul-Henri Damiba, in whom we had placed all our trust. Indeed, the deterioration of the security situation, which justified our action, has been relegated to the background, in favor of unfortunate political adventures.
As the day unfolded, a small crowd gathered, celebrating the military takeover and the end of Paul-Henri Damiba's rule.
Damiba has been in power for 9 months. He has killed Burkina Faso. He has sold all of us. He is incompetent. The people will raise their voices to make him understand that they are hurt. He has forced Burkina Faso in this situation.
Damiba himself took over in a coup last January. He promised to bring back peace and security to a country under attack from armed groups linked to Al-Qaeda and ISIL. But since he took power, Burkina's forces have gone from setbacks to military defeat, despite the military support of France, the former colonial power.
Burkinabist no longer agrees with the partnerships that bind us with France. And we are not in favor of coups, but we are in favor of coups that lead us to cooperate with other partners who will be win-win partners.
These protesters wave Russian flags, desperate to see an end to military defeat. They want Russia to support an army that seems divided, fighting each other, while armed groups continue to gain grounds. Nicholas Hawk, Al Jazeera, Dakar.